Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name is Todd. I'm one of the pastors here at First Family Church. Today is Tuesday, November 25th. It's the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week here in 2025. I'm glad you've jumped on board and listening in, and I want to wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. Hope your holiday is filled with gratefulness, not just in these days when there's an emphasis on it, but Lord willing, all year long. So have a great Turkey Day at the end of this week. Well, our question this week really centers in on the theme that we looked at last Sunday, and that is the general tone of the podcast each week. We did spend a good bit of time in the closing of 2 Timothy looking at the sending and apostolic and kind of continuing spread of the gospel through this relational, I would even say missional network that Paul lays out as he closes that book. And sending and was a real heartbeat of the message. And so the question that came in, the question I've been asked a couple of times in these past few days, as well as a question I've been asked for years, is this: do I have to go to seminary in order to be sent? And so because sending was a prominent theme, because we were talking a good bit about church planting, even being sent outside of our country as a missionary or what we call here a partner, this whole idea of church planting, of mobilizing, of seeing the gospel spread in these kind of gathering or assembly manner, the question was asked, do I have to go to seminary in order to be sent? What they're asking is there a level or a measure of a degree? Is there a qualification that I have to prove in order to be sent as a pastor or as a missionary or someone in some kind of official way? Like, I'm sent by them to plant a church, to start a work, to be a missionary. Do I have to go to seminary in order to be sent? So let me answer the question, first of all, because it was asked in our context, and I'm going to say on behalf of this church, the answer is no. What we're going to ask is, are you equipped? Are you ready? And so all of our pipelines, whether it's our partner pipeline, whether it's our planter pipeline, that's going to be the aim. Are you equipped? And so we're going to teach strong theology here. We're going to make sure you know what we believe and, Lord willing, what you believe. We're going to see that you have some equipping and training to start things, and we're going to kind of test that and measure that. We're going to use various assessments through organizations we work with as well as through some online tools. But our end game is, are you equipped? Now, that doesn't mean that we don't value further education, what seminary provides, the tools they give, and the environments they have. But we will not look at that as a requirement. So in our context, let me give an answer, because I think the question was asked in our context, do I have to go to seminary in order to be sent? And the answer is no. However, I would say that's not the answer for everyone or every other agency. I know some mission agencies, they do require a certain level of seminary training. They may require a certain amount of hours of seminary training. I know that some churches, in order to be their pastor, this would not be a planting situation, but if you want to, let's say, apply at an existing church to be their pastor, you have to be able to have a certain level of degree. I don't think that's wrong at all. I think it can be a very healthy environment. It's a way to indicate that you've spent some time in training. It can show a certain affinity in regards to the kinds of theology you may hold to. And so I don't think that's wrong. And so be aware there are some places, there are some agencies, we could use the word institutions, that will require you to have been to seminary if you want to go there or be sent there. But in our context, seminary is not a requirement if you want to be sent either as a church planter, as a partner. We're going to ask instead, are you equipped? Now, I want to take this opportunity to kind of give a personal perspective on what I think may be behind the question. Because the question really was probably aimed at, do I need a degree to do this? I think that was kind of the heartbeat of the person I was talking to. In fact, for many years, that is the heartbeat of a lot of the young guys we train, a lot of the guys I talk to, the guys that we've planted. They're wondering, what kind of degree do I need in order to show that I'm a planter or a pastor, or that I'm legitimate, that I'm credentialed? Is there a degree that I need? And so I want to share with you, if I could, just my personal perspective on the whole idea of degrees. I think they can be helpful, but regarding the necessity of a degree, I think my perspective is this. Degrees are only effective to the extent that they open a door for you that you can't open otherwise. Or I could say that God couldn't open otherwise, and maybe we shouldn't even use that language because God can open any door he wants. But he does use providential means in many times. And so I think degrees are helpful, and I would even say necessary, in these moments when there's not a door that you can open in another way. You see, degrees are like keys. They open doors for you. So if you're going into ministry as a pastor and you want to get a job at a church that's already existing, often you will need to show some type of completion of theological studies. That's called a degree. And so it's not out of line or odd that a church would expect you to have a 4-year bachelor's in something related to church ministry, whether it's theology, whether it's practical ministry, Bible. There's a number of degrees you can get, church ministry. It's not odd or out of line for them to expect you to have a certain level of completion regarding what you want to do. And so that's called a degree, a bachelor's degree. What that does is it unlocks a door for you that you may not be able to unlock if you don't know those people in that situation. If you just go there out of the blue and say, hey, I'm, you know, so-and-so, I want to be a pastor here, and you have no way to show that you have a level of completion or competency or some connection to a theology and a belief system, that's going to take them time to figure that out. They're going to have to kind of examine. They're going to have to spend some time with, you know, your references and relationships. And so often a degree unlocks that door in a quicker fashion than you could just do on your own. So in that sense, a degree is like a key. And I believe that's generally how I see most every degree, is that it just acts as a key to unlock a door that you can't open. I think it's true for your graduate degrees, whether it's a master's or a doctor's degree in some fashion, whether a terminal degree like a PhD or another type of degree like a DMin or something like that. Those are just keys, and they do open doors that perhaps you couldn't open without it. You know, like if you want to teach in seminary, you have to have a certain level of graduate degree. You can tell them all day long you're a good guy. You can tell them you know what you're talking about. You can say you've written books and you pastor a church, but normally they're going to need to show a certain level of degree of their teachers in order to keep their accreditation. So they're going to require a certain degree. So if you want to teach at that level, if you want to unlock that door, you're going to need to get that key. Now, here's why I make that distinction, because degrees don't make you inherently a better person. Sometimes, you know, we hear about folks with degrees and they'll have prefixes to their name. And the assumption is, well, they are probably smarter or they're better. And that can breed a level of arrogance at times if we're not careful. Or that could even breed a level of intimidation if we're on the other end of that, you know. And none of that really should be attached to a degree. A degree is simply an indication you've completed a certain amount of assignments in a certain field at a certain level. And they've recognized that through a degree, and it comes with a title, we'll say. That's all it is. It doesn't make you inherently a better person. It doesn't necessarily mean you're smarter. It means you've accomplished an amount of work in a certain area. You've done some research. You've done some study. You know more knowledge about that area. But degrees don't speak to the kind of person you are. They really are just keys that you hold that unlock doors that you can't open just on your own without them. And so I've often said this, if you don't have to unlock those doors, if you don't need to walk through those doorways, then perhaps you don't need the degree. They don't make you inherently better. They don't necessarily build your character. I do think the process of education, the process of learning, the environments of being taught, I think that can produce character. But in and of themselves, degrees don't, you know, convey or necessarily carry character with them. Character doesn't come with a degree once you graduate. And so the process may build that. But there are many processes that can build that. And that they don't have a degree at the end. So this is why I say degrees are like keys. They're helpful if you have to unlock a door that you can't unlock. Otherwise, you need to ask yourself, do I really need this? Is it worth the money? Do I need to invest this kind of money and financial resources in order to get this degree? Because they're just keys. They unlock doors that you probably couldn't unlock otherwise. So that's how I view degrees in general, personally. It's my opinion. It's all it is. To answer the question, do I need a degree? Do I need to go to seminary in order to be sent? The answer is, within our context, no. There are some agencies where you may need to have some level of completion towards a degree or the whole degree. And if you really desire to be sent either with them or to them, you'll need to pursue that. But I can assure you that at First Family, as we continue to have a planting and sending mentality, as we continue to breed a multiplying culture, what we're asking is, can our church equip and prepare its people to be sent to spread the gospel? And we're going to do that with all of our partners through our pipeline. We're going to do that through our planters and their pipeline. We're going to teach strong theology. We're going to have strong mentoring. We're going to have residencies. We're going to have various leadership groups that are small and aimed at specific types of training. And we may not confer a degree at the end of that, but I can assure you, we want to do all we can to equip you to be ready to be sent. And so that's the heartbeat of this church. And I just want to encourage you, if that's in your heart, if you're sensing the Lord pressing in on you and calling you in one sense to a more specific type of focus in regards to church planting or missions, and you're in this church, man, let's just make sure we connect. Let's get together, myself, one of our elders, our pastors, our ministry teams, and let's make sure we know what's the best path forward for you to be equipped to be sent. Because we serve a sending God. The ark of the Bible is a sending ark. And we're going to be all about multiplication and doing our part to make sure the gospel spreads to those who've yet to hear it. Well, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And I look forward to talking to you next week on the Extra Point Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.